went to a really, really fancy restaurant. This is not too long ago. It was a super, super fancy place in New York. One of the top restaurants in America. It's called Jean George, and it's in the Trump Building by Central Park. And the thing is, like, I'm certainly a lot better at it now, but I've always had this problem, this self-consciousness when I'm in a fancy place or like flying first class or something, where I get kind of uncomfortable and just assume everybody's looking at me like, you know, I won some sort of contest or something, you know. And I'm a lot better about it now, but I still have that feeling, like, people, you know, if I'm in first class section, somebody's like, oh, look, honey, the Make-A-Wish Foundation is flying a boy up. So anyway, I go, and I'm more uptight than my girlfriend is, and we go make reservations. I get there, dress really nice, and put in my reservation, or, you know, my name, and the guy goes, okay, we'll have your table ready for you in a minute. Have a drink at the bar. I was like, okay. And I go over and order a glass of wine, and then, like, 3 minutes later, little guy in a tuxedo comes over, and he's holding this, like, silver, like, tablet thing that's, like, slightly bigger than his hand, you know, this, like, whatever you call it. And and he comes over and he goes, Monsieur, your table is ready. And I was like, oh, okay. And but I don't know what the tablet is about, you know, the silver thing. And I'm like, and I'm thinking, like, am I supposed to tip him? Or that's kind of garish, right? You don't do that, right? And so I'm like, and now, like, every second that passes, I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do. And I'm like really starting to get really self-conscious. Like, you know, he's just standing there. I'm like, Do I reach for it? I mean, do I insert it into the table? Is that how the table starts? Or what is, I don't know what to do, you know? And I'm standing there, and every second feels like a minute, and I'm like, just like, and I'm not, you know, grinning like the retarded foreign cousin, you know? It's just like, America, you know, like, I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do. And I'm like, you know, and then he eventually, after a couple seconds, he takes my wine glass and he puts it on the tablet, and it's like, oh, that's what it was for, you know? And the wine glass was just, it was doing fine in my hand. I had no problem with it. I didn't, you know, there was no, you know, there was no danger of me going, fuck you, bitch, you know? Like, that's, I'm perfectly capable of transporting my own wine to the table. You know, I've done it a million times, but that's how classy it was. He was like, took the glass and put it on the silver tray, and then just walked 10 feet to my table, and that's all it was for, is to give my wine a little silver ride. How about that, wine? That was a classy little ride, wasn't it? A lot better than being in that hand. And we're sitting there, and it's really good food, and we're enjoying it. And then about halfway through the meal, I have this epiphany, and I go, I, like, realize, and I go, wait a second. You guys, this isn't worth $500. Come on. Where's Ashton? Where is he? Oh, you know. And, no, but it was good. It was good and everything, but, but then, so then at the very end of the meal, you get the dessert. And there's every course, there's like seven courses, and each course is like three things in the course. And then we get the very grand finale. And the dessert thing is this big hand-carved, like, chocolate mountain thing. And then on the top of the chocolate is a real sheet of real gold. Exactly. Yeah. Tasteless, odorless gold. To eat. And I thought, wow, man. If that isn't the ultimate fuck you to poor people, I don't know what is. That is an awesome gesture of fuck you, poor people. that, and I started thinking about the journey that that gold took to get to America, you know, like starting like, you know, in Uzbekistan and like a mountainside where some like 60-year-old guy with, you know, making $5 a week, you know, has got stubby little fingers and they're kind of half nubby and they're always all scarred and everything. He's crawling down this cave to, you know, with his blasting caps and his nitroglycerin. He's trying to get, you know, just scrape out any gold. I must make Susu her medicine money, you know, and then, you know, like, come on, old man, get that gold out, get the dirt out, get those nuggets out. It's got to go to America. And then they load it up and they take it to the smelter. It was like some 100-year-old guy with scoliosis and missing both eyes and pockmarked from all the gold that's coming out. And he's like, come on, smelt it faster. Let's go. It's got to go to America. Make those bricks. Make those gold bricks. And then, you know, like a bunch of, you know, 8-year-old kids with hobbled legs, you know, are loading it up into the freighter, you know. Please, I hope I am free someday. And then they get the gold and they get on the ship and they bring it all the way to America and then they shave it off and you put it on your dessert and you're like, hey, yeah, thanks a lot. Anyway, so then I closed the bond at a 4.7 merger and then, yeah. And that's so funny. What'd you say? You had to get Susu or medicine money? That's so ironic because I'm in the pharmaceutical industry. Anyway, I didn't even fucking enjoy it. Look at that. I didn't even taste it. Doesn't taste like anything. Where'd it go? I don't know. There it is right there. You want to come get it? Come on, swim for it. That'll feed your family for a year, you poor fuck.